Hi, I'm Hannah Tardy. I've never felt that words could truly express the things I want to say. Even though I have studied English literature extensively, I have never had the ability to convey my ideas through words. Although writing allows me to come closer to evoking my thoughts, I have found that visual work is the only way for me to truly materialize the things I stumble around linguistically. For this reason, I have an intense compulsion to make art. It is this compulsion, this failure, that drives my visual work. The quiet and repetitive labor of art making reflects my experience as a gendered woman in different ways. Through installation-dependent sculpture, I perform the making of an art objects that in some way have a formal connection to the body. This connection can be found in the material I use. For instance, much of my recent work incorporates women's hosiery. It can also be found in the imagery and shapes I produce that invoke parts of the body. I am curious about the interaction between gender performance and body parts, and the connotation of body parts as gendered. I often like my work to resist this anatomy of gender by performing outside or beyond its grammar. By making objects that read like bodies, I can use ideas of gender as a marker of identity, performance, and Western norms. I can also imply strictures of gender by stretching, fattening, shrinking, and other ways of manipulating my material to produce objects that read as exaggerated or even mutilated bodies. In terms of process, I am extremely sensitive to my surrounding environment. My work will always be indebted to the architecture that holds it, as the size and shape of my art objects depend on the places they will occupy. In my work, I often find myself responding to the way that my body interacts with the space I am in, and for that reason, I see the making of my work as performative, and its process as dependent on its relationship to my body. For viewers, I think that the success of the sculpture will be entirely dependent on their own bodily interactions with it while they inhabit the same space as my work. I want people to be aware of their bodies in space when they view the work, similar to the way that my work is informed by my own intense awareness of my body in that same space. In this way, I see my work as an apparatus that allows my body to interact in space with viewers' bodies.